Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, we're honored to have one of our elders this morning is going to be sharing. Let me get out of these guys' way. Let me get up here. That's what I'm saying. But we have one of our elders this morning is going to share. Is going to be speaking this morning on behalf of our pastor and Miss Brenda's appreciation this morning. Let's just give them a hand. These guys are awesome. We just thank God for them. Appreciate you guys. And appreciate you, Miss Brenda. Thank you so much. And, well, he's here now. I was going to introduce Brother Lee, but he's already here. All right. This is one of our elders, Lee Moss. God bless you, brother.
They ask me to speak, and sometimes they don't understand why, but I'm speaking on appreciation, so I'm going to warn you real quick. I'm a teacher, and Pastor Terry can tell you that the first thing a teacher is going to ask is, why does it mean this, and why does it say that? And he also opened it up really good. He said, these chairs are six-hour chairs. And I am so honored to be able to break them in. Nah, I won't get that long. But anyway, I had to get a calculator out. Really, I did. I had to get a calculator out to figure out how long this has been my home church. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been here 34 years. That's what God's doing in this house, and that's the witness that he just testified of the truck driver. Because when you come near this place, the Spirit of God draws you in. It's got that fragrance. It's got that taste. It's like, I don't know. What is it, Terry? What kind of donut? It's like Krispy Kreme. You got to get in here, and you got to have some. I'm telling you. So, let's go and let's see what's happening. That's it. It's a hot mess. See, in preparing for this, I was listening. So, God, how do we do this the right way, the honoring way, as he was teaching to us about last week, which I so loved, honoring. And I had to start right here. Genesis 1:1. Told you 6 hours. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's 1:1. And then 1:3, God said, let there be light. So how did he create? He created by his word. That's exactly right. And in 1:26, he said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything, over all the earth. So, what does it mean? What does that word see? A lot of times, when we speak, we're so familiar with our language that we just let a word go. And we don't really grasp the full meaning of the word. Hence, here comes the teacher. So when I see a word like that, I want to know, what am I really saying? Because I am created in the image and the likeness of God who spoke things into creation. So therefore, when I speak, there's creative or destructive power in the words that I use. You know, and sometimes we just forget about that. And that's okay. We have to remind ourselves. We have to grow. So to appreciate, and my Sunday school students will tell you that when I go to dig into a word meaning, sometimes I have to go because appreciate is not in the word, by the way, the word of God. I love this dictionary that I inherited from my grandfather. It's a 1940s era Webster's Encyclopedic Dictionary. You know, that's the one that you can beat your children with. It's like, did I say that? Okay. I was kidding. It's about this big. But here's what it says. To appreciate is to set a just price, a value, an estimate on, to estimate value properly. To appreciate is also to rise in value, to become of more value. And what is appreciation? That's the act of valuing or estimating, the act of setting due price or value on. Okay, so we've heard about value. What is value? Well, that's the worth of that property or those properties of a thing which render it useful or estimable. What makes a person of some account? Estimation of worth, and worth is that price, that value, that honor that we have to have some point of reference that we bestow or give on something else. Okay, so how do we then set our reference on appreciating things? Again, let's go back to what God says. In Zephaniah 3:17, he says, "The Lord your God in the midst of you is a mighty one, a Savior. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in silent satisfaction, and in his love, he will be silent and make no mention of past sins. He will exult over you with singing." Now, there's another word that David used a lot. It's called Selah. You'll find it in the King James Version of the Psalms. What does that word mean? It means, whoa, stop right there. Hang on just a second. Go back and look at what you just said. He will rejoice. The God who created the universe is rejoicing over you with singing. That's the appreciation that he puts on you, and that's just one verse. John 3:16 said, "What? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." That's the value or the appreciation that he has on all people. Every person has the opportunity to have everlasting life. Every person, regardless of what we think about them, every person is created in the image and the likeness of the Most High God who started everything with his breath. Whew. Are we getting comfortable in the chairs yet? Okay. So here is one of the things that I don't take lightly. How do I stand? What value do I have to say anything about the people who have charge of making sure we head in the right direction? I just told you. So you have great value in every part that you play in this house. You have great value in every part that you play in this house. We cannot go without you. And we don't want to. So, how do you go about setting a value on a particular thing? Well, first question is, what's its purpose? What's it for? I mean, an axe is not real good to plow a field with. Neither is a plow real good to cut down a tree with. You're going to take a long time trying to plow down a tree. So you got to figure out, is that the right purpose for that thing that I'm valuing? Secondly, what's it made of? What goes into the components of it? A lot of people, well, in my generation, Pastor Terry, how long was that ago? You can reach into your pocket here. Let's see. Yep, there it is, right there. One of these things right here. Pocket knife. You can't even get to school now carrying one of these. I used to sharpen my pencils with them. But anyway, you see this blade right here? What's it made of? It's made of steel. But it's not just any particular kind of steel. There's lots of different kinds of steel. Some of them are poured into a mold, and they're not that expensive. And they'll work for a little while, and then they'll break. Anybody ever seen the show Forged in Fire? What do they make? They make weapons of different kinds, but how do they do it? Not just once. They put it in there several times. When they take it out, what do they do with it? They beat it. They temper it so that what they make is made to last a lifetime. So what it's made of is one of the things. But then God brought me this image. He said, what about an engagement ring? What about that? Not only is the value in the composition, but the value is also in what it represents. Not all engagement rings are alike, but every one of them bears the same value in what it represents. Is it good stuff? Doggone, and I was wondering, I was wondering until 5 minutes ago, is this the right stuff, God? Did you give me the right stuff? Is this the way we need to go? Of course it is. He said so. So, when you're valuing something, how well does it do what it's supposed to do? I mean, for example, we just talked about the knife that was poured. Well, if you got something... Now, again, Rutherford County, a knife not only sharpens stuff, but if you get in a pickle, sometimes you got to pry stuff loose and the only thing you got is your knife. Well, what if that blade gets in the middle of that prying and does what? Breaks right. Mike, have you done that before?
I broke right now.
Yep. There you go. Still works. Still works. It's how well does it do what you need it to do? And then, when it breaks, is it able to be repaired? See, all these things go into how we estimate or place a value or appreciate something. And then, when you're in the midst of that repair, how easily is it repaired? I mean, there's some vehicles that I don't know why they put the battery up underneath the cowling of the hood. But if you hadn't got a garage and jack your engine out, you can't change your battery. Oh, sorry. And on top of that, are the parts available to do the repairs necessary? If they're not, then that thing might not be as valuable, or I might not appreciate it as much. And what's the quality? If you're using something, what's the quality of what comes from the use that you've done? I mean, does it do 10 bushels an hour, or does it do a bushel an hour? What value is the difference? What value is the difference? So after we've looked at all of these things, we begin to put together how we appreciate a person, a tool, an object. So now we're talking about appreciation. When you are with people, how most often, what is the method that you use to express your appreciation? Anybody? with words. And those words are from your being, which is created in the being of the Most High God. And they have life or they have death. That's what the word says. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Where is that? Proverbs? I think so. It's in Proverbs. So, now comes the important part. The guide or the list that we go by for elders and overseers in the house. And here we have to allow Lee a minute or two because he's in one of those transitional stages, Pastor Terry. Like I said, I've been here 34 years, which means I'm over 50. Which also means when I went to school and talking about computers and stuff, I can say a word which some of you guys will not understand, and that is cobalt. So it's going to take me a second to get to where I need to go. Bear with me. In 2 Timothy 2, let's go to verse 24. Here we go. Say, and the servant of the Lord must not be quarrelsome. Instead, he must be kindly to everyone, mild-tempered, preserving the bond of peace. He must be a skilled and suitable teacher, patient and forbearing, and willing to suffer wrong. I believe that relates to that TV show, Forged in Fire. Let's go to Hebrews. We'll go to chapter 13. And verse 7. It says, remember your leaders and superiors in authority, for it was they who brought to you the word of God. Observe attentively and consider their manner of living, the outcome of their well-spent lives, and imitate their faith, their conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things, the provider and the bestower of the eternal salvation through Christ, and their leaning on the entire human personality, my goodness, on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power and wisdom and goodness. Wow. Second Timothy 4, 1 and 2. Paul said, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by in light of his coming and his kingdom, herald, preach the word, keep your sense of urgency, stand by, be at hand and ready, whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable. Whether you're speaking to somebody who's going to take what you say and run with it. Whether you're speaking by yourself. Or whether you're speaking to a group of brothers and sisters that are growing on every single word that proceeds from the oracle of God. Same thing. He says, and convince them, rebuking and correcting and warning and urging and encouraging them, being unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and teaching. And then in Hebrews 10:24-25, it says, and let us consider and give attentive and continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities, not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching. Let us consider one another. It is a full honor for me to be able to ask the pastors of this house, Terry and Brenda Howe, and John and Faye Mitchell. Where are you, Pastor Charlie and Lynn? Stand up. Stand up. Pastor Terry Wilson, where are you? And we know where our new youth pastor is. He's performing the work of the ministry. Pastors of the house. Now, all at once. I think you call it Southern Hebrew. Baruch. Abba. Bashem. Adonai. Blessed are they who come in the name of the Lord. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Because there's two sharing the burden. Because the burden, and I love, I love what a former pastor in this house used to say. You know, when we leave, sometimes we forget things. A piece of paper here, pen there, and he'd go through and he'd pick them up. You know what he lovingly called them? Sheep droppings. So, in just a reminder, all of you, because we have pastors that do what I just read. They preach the word. They admonish. They encourage. They're loving. They're kind. They're patient. But they also appreciate when we take what they're given. So I want to remind you something. This is some good stuff. 2 years ago, February the 12th, and you can say it if you'd like. February the 12th, because I'm almost closing. I'm learning. 2020, from a message, Pastor Terry Howe, the only truth you have is the one you embrace. That's good stuff, y'all. But if I hadn't wrote it down, I'd have forgot it. Here's another one. Same month, the next week. Be quick to serve. You have to stand up to something bigger than you in God's strength and not yours. And you have to overcome negativity. So, from this house, my name is Lee Moss. I'm an elder. I'm an ordained minister. I'm a prophetically motivated teacher. And I learned all that in this house from leaders just like this. And I urge you to continue to come to this place as long as God directs you to. Sit under the teaching of this house. Grow, prosper. Because that's what our leaders desire. That's what they want. More than anything, that's what they desire. And we thank you, pastors, so much for the price that you pay to give to us. And we thank you for serving God.
Teacher, thank you. All right. We have some presentations we'd like to do at this time, and I think Sister Gina Wilson is going to come out with the kids. She has something for you guys. Okay, they're coming. All right, while she's doing that, I have something for you guys. This was sent up here by the kids' church, okay? And it says, Happy Pastor Appreciation. This is from the kids' church for you and Miss Brenda. I'm sure they got some names and things in there. All right, here they come. Da, na, 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 na.
Okay. We just want to thank you guys for always being so wonderful to us. And blessing the nursery the way you guys do. You are so special, so we have a little treat for you. So, Pastor Terry, this is for you. And
Ms. Brenda,
I'm going to let you stand up here beside Pastor Terry. Okay. So we all have a little special treat for you. Okay, we're going to put it in the jar. Put it in Pastor Terry's jar.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Trading them off. Yeah, y'all can just hang out right there if you can. I was looking at them little ones. They drop one in and take them one. Drop one in and take them one. All right. And this is, we just have this is for Miss Brenda and Pastor Terry. We just want to say thank you guys so much as we present you with these roses. I'll help you with it. Let me help you with that.
Sit down right here.
All right. Now we're going to, let you guys have something to say, and then we will receive an offering after you guys.
Thank you so much. Father's Vineyard would not be here without you. And you make Father's Vineyard. And we thank you so much for your support that you have given us over the years. And I know many of you will be here in years to come. We've only just begun. Thank you so much.
My uncomfortable days are always like this. I get uncomfortable getting all the recognition and all that, or not all of it, but just being the center of everything. But I do want to say that I'm grateful for this house. I'm grateful for God. I never felt worthy. But he looked beyond the way I felt and began to convince me with his presence that no matter how weak I felt like I was, his strength would always be there for me. This place has been an outstanding joy for my life and for our life. I think of all the people that's been here. I think of all the people that are here now. And the blessings that you are to me and Brenda. We came as a member, and then we came as an associate pastor, and then we became your senior pastor. And I remember telling you guys, I don't know how to do this, but if you walk with me, I'll do my best to learn how to be a pastor, how to be a shepherd. And I'm still learning. But you guys make it easy. It's easy to pastor a people like you. You're hungry for God. This place is not centered around me, Brenda, or any other pastors. We make sure that it's centered around Jesus and him alone. And as long as we do that, we'll get to where we're supposed to go on this earth. We're all looking forward to going to heaven, sure. But I'm looking forward to being full of purpose on this earth for him and his glory. And that's what we all should hunger for, that we're fulfilling what we're supposed to do here on this earth. And we're doing that together. Amen. And we're serving together. We're walking together. And it's an honor to both of us. It really is to be your pastor and to serve you. And we're going to continue to serve you. I turned 72 this year. And I've been asked by a couple of people, said, well, are you going to retire anytime soon? And I said, it's not on my radar. But I don't want to overstay either. I want to do whatever God wants me to do. But I don't see it happening soon. And there's a lot that I have that I think God wants us to do. And we're going to do it together. And we're going to prosper together. And we're going to succeed together. We're going to have gone through difficult times together. And the emphasis is we're going to do it together. Bless you. And we're going to do this thing together. Amen. And I just don't have the words to tell you how grateful we are. But from the bottom of our heart, we thank you so much for putting up with us and sharing life with us. And we're looking forward to, like Brenda said, the best days are ahead of us. And we're looking forward to being with you during those best days. God bless you.
I just want to thank the elders of this house. If everybody would sit down, but the elders, all elders stand up. You have been the backbone of this house and have supported us through thick and thin, and I just want to thank you.
Amen. We just want to say thank you again, Pastor Terry. You know, I was listening to Lee, and Pastor Terry's just been sharing on honor. And this wasn't a setup, but it just happened he was teaching on the honor as we were preparing to honor him and Miss Brenda. You know, and sometimes, you know, the wife don't get the recognition that the pastor does, but I thank God for this couple. They are a team, a great team. And Miss Brenda, we thank God for you, you know, and just being here to encourage us. And, you know, even with the healing room, so many lives that you are touching through the healing room. We just want to say thank you. All right. With that said, we're going to do an offering for them. And I'm going to have to move some stuff out of the way. I'm going to have to be like the kids. I might get in this chocolate here. No. But we'll slide this back and give you an opportunity for the congregation. If you have cards or whatever you want to do, you can place it in the plates here, and we'll make sure that they get it. And those that are watching by live screen, and if you would go, you can give also if you would go to the contribution button. And but Pastor Terry, you're going to have to help me with that. They can just for Pastor for the appreciation. Okay, you can just sign on the contribution button there on that and just sign for, just put on their appreciation, and that'll get to them also, okay? So we want to start. You guys can come and just, you know, where's Pastor Charlie at? Can you just give us some little music? Give us a little, just a little bit of music, and you can just bring your offering, I mean your gift for them at any time. You can come. Just don't run over each other, okay? Let me get out of the way first. All right. God bless you. Thank you. Say thank you. As part of the staff here, we just want to say thank you for celebrating today, Pastor Terry and Miss Brenda Howell. And we love you guys and appreciate you so much, you know, for all that you're doing. And thank God for the congregation here. Amen. I like what Miss Brenda said, you know, without us, there is no Father's Vineyard. But how many know when one is honored, we all are honored. Amen. So we just thank God for you, okay?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Great staff here. Great staff, really. An honor. They're just great people. Some of the finest men and women I've ever worked with in my entire life. I do want to honor somebody else today. Philip, are you in the room back there? Is Philip still here? Is Amaris here? Is Robbie here? He's coming. Come on down, Philip. Now, a lot of you don't know him. He's new to the church, but he does the online streaming stuff and all. Come on. Is Robbie here? No, you're fine. You're fine. Is Amaris here? I don't want to spoil it by saying something else, but Pastor Robbie is not here now, I don't guess. But we want to say congratulations on your marriage yesterday.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
And you're here today.
I am. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
you're here. You're really here today. But he married Amaris. That's Robbie's middle daughter, I think. Robbie Snyder, middle of, but we just want to say we love you and we're glad you're here and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank
you. Okay, let's dismiss early. How about that? You didn't get anywhere close to 6 hours. you got anything else, brother? Okay, let's all stand together in honor of him. Whatever work has been done here, it has been done by him through you and I. And all we need to do is just show up. Can I share what you said to me, Miss B? No? Yeah, I can. Yeah. I love Miss B. One thing about Miss B, you never know. You never lack knowing what she means. She's going to tell you what she means. But anyway, when I became pastor and she came up to me and she said, Well, it's good to see you as a pastor. He said, God's got his work cut out for him. And I said, I'm in agreement, you know. But, yeah, but we love her. We love all of you guys. Let's just try to have a going to end this. Give us something to end. We'll just sing, but I just want to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. May your life be full of his presence. May it be full of his glory. May your life be full of his peace and his purpose. And may you fulfill every small thing and every large thing that is put in front of you from the kingdom. May you enjoy your family more than you've ever enjoyed it before. May you prosper in the spirit as well as in your soul. In Jesus' name. What are we going to do? Microphones. Michael, you want to sing that? You want to sing? Sing it. Sing it.
Face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Okay, hug three people and you're free to go. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.